So I only have one life, and I don't know if this is too much information. And my son Drew is 9 at the time of this recording, so he can be embarrassed for the rest of his life. But I only have one life, and I'm trying to be the same guy in all those places. So this is an infomercial for Work P2P or for trying to get to be part of my family. But at Work P2P, we have 3 core values. And in order, it's be opinionated, put things in sequence, and then be a truth teller. And that's how we want people to think. Like your think, know what your thoughts are. Understand what your opinion is. Mm-hmm. What we want you to judge, what we want you to feel is we're a systems company. So put it in sequence. Like maybe there's some work that you need to do based on your opinion, right? Like maybe you need to go shore it up. And then at the end, just tell the truth. At home, how I want people, how we've decided as a family want to think is family first. And that's not our silly little family that the 4 of us that live together. It's like the species. And so I had a conversation that I'm going to get to like on Saturday at about 3:30 that I'm going to get to here in just a second, where Drew, my oldest at 9, understands that it's the largest number of people he can hold in his head. That's what it means now. That's what family first means. The second one is always do your best. That's the judgment I want him to make. What does best look like today? Not be perfect, but what does best look like today? Yeah. And then how I want him to act is no quitting. You can stop, but no quitting. Quitting is an unplanned stopped, right? Like walking away cold is not cool. So he faced some adversity at 9. And so he reads above 9 years old. So this is the conversation. I said, Drew, this is how I think life is. And you're going to get to decide which group you want to be in. If we take 100, let's put 100 people in our head. My experience is if you ask 100 people, do you want to be an all-star? Do you want to be a top performer? Do you want to be part of a select team? Unfortunately, 20 of them will say no, or they just won't answer. They'll be afraid to answer. And that's unfortunate. So we set them aside. We're left with 80 people left. If you look at the next group of 64, which by the way is 80 of the 80, they will give you some version of, well, when an all-star opportunity shows up, I will act like an all-star. When a select opportunity shows up, I will act like a select player. When a top performer opportunity shows up, I will act like one. I said, the last group is the group that I would encourage you to decide if you want to be a part of. And that's the group of 16, the last 16. Those people show up and give their best effort, regardless of what the environment or what the game is. And I said, look, man, I know your mother, you've seen me, you're not going to be a professional hockey player, more than likely. But what hockey can teach you is how do you fight and struggle to get to be in the top 16 of everything that you do. And at some point, you might want to decide that hockey, and today might be the day that you're done with hockey. But we're going to get on something else that you're going to be fighting for to get into the top 16, because that is what life is. And that's what that's how we're going to show up. That's how we show up. And then as you get older, you can rig the game a little bit and only play the games that you're in the top 16 at. So that to me is, unfortunately, that's been my experience supervising people about the breakdown. I wish the breakdown was different. The good news is, if I'm even remotely accurate, it ain't that hard to get in the top 16. You just have to try. And it is amazing. I mean, I had a huge epiphany early on at Taco Del Mar. I was like, basically, all I'm doing is showing up. It's too long ago. No one remembers. But I mean, it was a fast food restaurant in Seattle in the mid 90s. You know, I mean, people just thought it was like whatever. And I was showing up that it was like the chance for me to be the world's best burrito roller or the number one employee in the company. So it's available. It's available, but you're going to have to try to be in that top 16. And the thing that I absolutely guarantee you, almost to a person, the people that we've been interviewing on these podcasts, that's how they show up. That's how they show up. And now at this point in their life, they're at a place where they're just playing in their deep water. But if you knew them as little kids, you know, and look, knowing some of them, some of them probably didn't have really terribly good grades, but there was a level of effort that was being put out there, right? It's not rocket science. It really isn't. But what I will tell you is it's terrifying to try if you're not sure you're already in the top 16. We'll find out. They either call and say, we want more ice time, or we'll see you next weekend. One of the two. Like that's how you find out. Yeah. So I get it. I get why people are afraid. But you're guaranteed not to get there if you don't.
What a great lesson for a 9-year-old to learn, because I think too often parents tend to, you know, make up excuses and say, well, that coach just doesn't realize your value or whatever, but it is what it is. And I love that. What a great story.
So we can report back on next year. Cause so I told him, I says, look, so there's three basic options at this point. Yeah. We can walk. If you're going to be done, I said, look, in between now and next Saturday, you're either in until March or not. If you want to walk away, this can be a stop. After Saturday, it's a quit, and we don't quit. The second option is you can just say, I don't care. I just have fun. And it's a bunch of group kids. It's really great families. It's a wonderful thing, right? Or you can look yourself in the mirror and say, the reason why I wasn't there is for the last 365 days, I didn't take this that seriously. And I said, look, Drew, I can't be, only the boss knows what's going to happen, but this is based on my experience. If you go for it and you put your best effort for the next 364 days, whether you get on the team next year or not, you're going to be clean. Because you'll be like, look, I've done my part. And that's the paradox of appropriate effort, is it's terrifying to put that much effort out there. But when I do it, I get the benefit that I actually don't give two S's what happens. And we've all experienced, I hope we've all experienced that on some level. It's just so easy to push away when it isn't a life or death circumstance, or it isn't something really fun to chase. You know, I mean, we do it all the time with hobbies because we fool ourselves into thinking those are fun. Well, that's just a story you're telling yourself. You could tell yourself about your crappy job you have right now. Could be a story that you're like, I mean, yeah. Anyway, too much out of me, but that's...
No, I love it. I love it. Hey, I want to touch, Dan, before we wrap things up, on how people can more closely interact with you. You started a newsletter recently called Classy Problems. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we'll get to the point in a minute, but classy problems are the byproduct of unearned wisdom. So I can't stress enough, like, you cannot overstate the benefit of survival. And we are swimming in and surrounded by the success of our predecessors. And I won't speak only for myself. I am leveraging significant unearned wisdom just in this interaction with you, let alone just getting to work today. So the byproduct of unearned wisdom, using tools that I don't know how to use, is not only do I not know how to use them, I also can't possibly get the full benefit out of them because I don't have the wisdom to use them. And so we just have layers and layers and layers of that in it. So we've got very, very classy problems. So classy problems will be a daily reflection for folks that want to look at it to get a chance to pay more attention to their attention. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I've been enjoying those in the first couple of editions that have come out. You mentioned intentional training earlier, and we'll put links to all this stuff in the show notes. But just a brief description of that, Dan. This is stuff that you were working with your employees back in the day in terms of intentionality and getting things done and some accountability and stuff like that. But it has such a larger application to life, right?
Yeah, no, so work again for me has been a place to get paid to practice. And I have uncovered things that seemingly never work. There's 9 restraints around that. And then we have a group of courses that help a person bring those restraints into their own practical experience.
And so we'll put links to that as well. And finally, Secret Sidekick Suppers. This has been a really cool monthly event over the summer where we all get together and have intentional conversation over food. And I was blown away at the first one, Dan. I had high expectations, but our first gathering, I was just absolutely blown away at how quickly and deeply the conversation happened over dinner. And so I'd love for you to explain the purpose of the Secret Sidekick Suppers. And I'm in. I mean, I love the feeling, the learning, the compassion, the feeling of community. It's just amazing.
Yeah. So if we're going to have any success at this mission, on this mission of redeeming work, we're going to have to be world-class at community development. We think we're decent at it now. We've got some things that support that we're on the right track. So this is a chance for us to demonstrate that on a more public level. And so what we're trying to do there is just build a community of like-minded people. It's not surprising to me. I'm thrilled to hear your experience with it. Other folks have said similar things. We have a growing list of people who basically are just like, I'm in. And that's great to hear. And I think what is available is, as humans, we are wired for community. Like, that's one of those of us that weren't wired didn't make it. That's one of the unearned wisdoms that we have, is that we're really, really good at it. And if we're just intentional about environment, it's instantaneous. And so I don't ever take it for granted, but we've done it online, we've done it in person. Like, I have unbelievable confidence in humans, in team human, that when we hold that space, when we create the right environment, that's in fact what happens. And that's all we're trying to do there is hold that so people can get that. And then ideally there is some takeaway from that, but it's for us to continue to demonstrate, and I say perfect, we'll never get there, but to continue our learning around how we do that, how we can build community and hold that space for people to go from total strangers to hugging each other.